it's Brandon. How are you, sir?
pretty good. You getting any rain in Oklahoma?
Well, a little snow, not much rain, but...
Yes, we are. We just had the wettest winter. We just... Our folks are just doing fine.
What
so we're going to have the best spring in the world. And I'll tell you, there's not anything as good election years to have plenty of rain.
You're arranging everything for us.
The mayor person says that... I ought to talk to you about the man that I'm going to appoint chairman CAB in.
Yeah, I'm terribly disturbed about that, Mr. President.
Why?
Because Maggie and Pastore and myself have all tried to urge that you promote the best man we got on the board.
Yeah, well,
after you lost Charlie Murphy.
Yeah.
He's just a good substitute for it.
I love y'all's interest, but I have to make these appointments and live with them. And when they play hell, y'all are out fishing. And the poor bastard that recommends them's got to take it. Now, I've looked at him, and you're the only ones that recommend him. I appointed him. He was a Kennedy appointee.
Yeah.
And I reappointed him.
Yeah.
I've got a million people, you know, I'd like to help. And I don't know how many of your folks, but I bet you don't appoint many people that are in a camp against you in Oklahoma to be your man. So I appointed Murphy because Pastore and some of you didn't give him a 6-year term, but I never have seriously considered him, as have our personnel people, as has Charlie Murphy, anybody else for chairman. I didn't even know until DeVere called me that anybody thought that he would be a good one. He's a fair board member. I'd say only fair from our standpoint. Now, from y'all, it may be perfect.
Yeah, well, I think he knows a lot more about aviation.
Yeah, well, I think he does. I think he's, I think he could get along fine with you and Maggie and Pastore, and I think it's fine. But our people don't think that he is would be a outstanding chairman, and we gave him a board member, and we think that whatever obligations we had to him or to the senators were recognized pretty good when we took a stranger that we had no obligation to and just gave him the appointment to sit on the board.
Yeah.
Now, the man I'm going to appoint is a fellow that I taught, who is one of the biggest law firm in our state, and here, he's practicing here now. It's the 8th largest in the United States. He's a graduate of Rice Institute. He's Phi Beta Kappa. He's a good, able, hard-working. He's order of the coif. He was first in his law class. He's on the law review, and he is with a firm of Fulbright, Crooker, Freeman, and stationed here in Washington. And he's taking it only because I called him in my office and said, I've looked over all these applications, and you have the judicious experience. You have the intellectual experience, you have the association, you have the contact. He doesn't have to have the money, doesn't care about the salary, but I want you to do this for me at least while I'm here for a while. And he agreed to do it and is going to do it. And I would feel a lot better with somebody that I knew, that I believed in, that I had confidence in, that was on my team, because, Mike, I just get cut up every day by these Kennedy people.
Well, I don't think Bob Murphy is.
Well, I know you don't think so, but you're not here watching this. And I don't want to say that Bob Murphy is not, that he would be disloyal to me, but I would say that I would be a lot surer of this man making recommendations to me. And I think if you were selecting someone in Oklahoma and you had the choices between someone that I knew, that I liked at Ponca City, and somebody that you had raised, I think that you'd...
Right, that makes all different world when you get to personal matter.
This fella is just ideal from our standpoint. I think he'll be your friend. He'll give you as much or more cooperation than a Murphy did, because he's generally from our section. I have nobody on that board, and I'm not going to take their recommendations on the most important things that are coming up unless I have somebody I can trust that I have confidence in.
I would have hoped that you could appoint Bob, but it's your appointment, and I realize that. If this fellow is a distinguished lawyer and has had that legal experience and probably some aviation experience, I imagine.
No, he doesn't have much, and that's one reason I want him. I don't want a man that's tied in with a bunch of these airlines or got preconceived views. He hadn't had much more experience in aviation matters than than you and I had when he was appointed there, when we were elected. He'll have to gain that. But I've had him looked at carefully by our personnel people. I've had him looked at carefully by Charlie Murphy. I've looked at him myself. He has the background. He has the training. He has the intelligence. He has the character. I think he's been successful at everything he's done, and I think I'm very fortunate to be able to get him, and he hasn't applied. I just called him in and said, I'm going to ask you to do this, and I did Charlie Murphy the same way.
Yeah.
He didn't have a lot of background, but I believe at my appointments that most of these boards have been about as good as anybody's. And I think you'll find this fellow that way, and I thought as soon as I announced him that I would send him up to see you, and I'd tell him just what I told everybody about you. I want him to get along with you, and I want him to work with you, and I want him to be cooperative and hold up his end of the load.
Yeah.
But DeVere thought I ought to tell you, and I'm committed to him, and I've never seriously considered Murphy because I thought I really paid him off deep when I picked him 6 years.
He actually hadn't been seeking it. I was on the aviation subcommittee that worked with him all the time, you see, and he went to the CAB from our aviation subcommittee. So I was one that was really keenly interested in him, and then the Pastore, of course, because he'd brought him down here, and Maggie, because we worked with him, you see.
Well, I...
It's your appointment here, and if you got somebody that you have confidence in, as terrific record as a legal man, why, this is probably...
I will send you up here as soon as I get him cleared. I'll send you up his background and let you look at it, and then I'll send him up to talk to you before we go it, and I will underwrite him as being a man of integrity, of ability, of judgment, and a Monroney man, Johnson man, and if he's not better than somebody from New England, I'll kiss it on the town square at Ponca City on Saturday.
Well, you had a good record of picking good ones, I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm sure going to work at it.
An All-American team.
I'm going to work at it, and I'm going to pick them for you, too. Well. And everything he's got that he can do to be helpful with judgment and discretion, he will be. And he'll be so instructed.
Well, good. And I sure be happy to meet him.
God bless you.
Thank you. I love to meet you.